This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. In Assam, the flood situation aggravated further during the last 24 hours as it spread to five more districts, and over 5 lakh people are now reeling under the deluge across 21 districts. More than 1,250 villages of 64 revenue circles affected by flood, and over 12,600 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across the state. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, 11 people have lost their lives due to the devastating floods and landslides so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma over phone and inquired about the current flood situation in the state. The Prime Minister expressed concern and assured full support from the central government for relief and rehabilitation efforts. Chief Minister Sarma said in a social media post that he briefed the Prime Minister on the current situation and the relief operation being undertaken. The Chief Minister reached Kachar district this morning to take stock and assess the flood situation in the worst hit Barak Valley region. The Prime Minister also spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang on the situation in North Sikkim after a massive landslide struck the army camp at Chattan in Lachin. In Arunachal Pradesh, incessant heavy rain has disrupted normal life across the state. According to the State Department Disaster Management, 12 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents till yesterday evening. The Met Centre Itanagar has issued a yellow alert warning for almost all the districts in Arunachal Pradesh. The weather department has predicted heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning at isolated places over the next 24 hours. The State Department Disaster Management has informed that as of now, 3 relief camps are set up and there are 239 inmates in these camps. 162 villages have been affected due to flood and landslides. In Upper Subansiri district, the PMGSY road from Sippi to Niling has been blocked at multiple locations due to flash flood and landslides triggered by heavy rain. According to reports, 17 to 18 villages are cut off due to this blockade. The Met Department has issued an orange alert over Northeast India. IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jainmani told Akashwani News that heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over the northeastern states for the next 2 days. Orange alert has been issued for 3 districts of Arunachal Pradesh till tomorrow morning for very heavy rainfall, thunderstorm and lightning, informed by the Disaster Management Department in a release today. As part of India's continued efforts under Operation Sindoor and in line with its principled and resolute stand against terrorism, multiple all-party delegations are visiting countries across the globe. The delegation led by BJP MP Bijayant Panda returned to the country this morning after a successful visit to Algeria, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait and Bahrain. 2 more delegation teams are scheduled to return later today. Speaking to the media in New Delhi, Bijayant Panda termed the tour as very successful. Another delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar is scheduled to return home this evening. Earlier today, they held a meeting with Malaysia's Parliamentary Special Committee on Foreign Affairs and International Trade. The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor held high-level meetings with senior leaders and officials in Brazil. The delegation will now travel to the United States for the final leg of its visit. Another multi-party delegation led by SCP MP Supriya Sule met with Egypt's Foreign Affairs Council in Cairo. The team also paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Cairo's Al Horaya Garden. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashwani News is presenting a special series. Today, we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee, Second Lieutenant Rama Raghova Rane, who displayed incredible bravery during the India-Pakistan War of 1947-48. Second Lieutenant Rama Raghova Rane was commissioned into the Corps of Engineers in December 1947. During his 21 years service with the Indian Army, he earned 5 mentioned in dispatches. In the 1947-48 Indo-Pak War, despite being wounded on April 8, he continued clearing the mines and roadblocks, enabling tank movement. Over the next 3 days, he worked tirelessly, often under heavy enemy fire, clearing multiple obstacles, making diversions and even blasting roadblocks himself. For his outstanding courage and determination, Second Lieutenant Rama Raghova Rane was awarded the Paramveer Chakra. Europe's most active volcano, Mount Etna in Italy, erupted yesterday, spewing ash and smoke into the Sicilian sky and triggering panic among tourists. Sicily President Renato Schifani said lava flows emitted in the eruption had not passed the natural containment area and posed no danger to the population. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.